Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
And Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Coming of the Lord by your one and only Teresa Graham. Good morning, everyone from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, I am your host this morning, Teresa, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas, on this beautiful, beautiful new month. Guys, this is a new month. Can y'all believe that? We are in a new month, guys. And this is Thursday, July the 1st, 2021. That's right, guys. I don't know where the time is going, but it looks like the days are just passing by quickly. You know, we just entered into June, and now we're in July. I tell you, I'm like, whoa, you know? So that's why I say time don't wait on nobody, y'all. We ain't got time to be around here wasting no time. Whatever goals and plans that you have set for yourself, you better go ahead and reach those goals today, amen? Because I tell you, time just passing. Before you know it, honey, you will have another birthday. And speaking of birthday, my birthday is the 26th of September. So we got two more months before my birthday coming. And so, guys, if y'all want to just go ahead and, y'all know, send me a little gift or something, y'all know, you can do that. Okay? You can go ahead and send me a little gift. I don't mind. I tell y'all, look here. I'm open to get the gifts, okay? Well, guys, the forecast today in Fort Worth, Texas is 94 degrees. Oh, God, that's a little kind of like hot already, and it's partly cloudy. So, guys, please for me, as I always say, make sure you drink plenty fluids, okay? Drink a lot of fluids, because I tell you, you can get dehydrated out there quick, and you want to make sure, guys, that you're safe, okay? Because, you know, I always look at the body as being a car. You know, if you don't put water in your car is going to overheat, and then it can blow a motor. And that's the same thing with your body. You know, you can destroy yourself. You know, you can really harm yourself and get sick if you don't drink plenty fluids out here in this heat. You know what I'm saying? So please, for me, take care of yourself, okay? Well, I am so happy to be here today, not knowing what I'm going to talk about. But I'm sure the Most High God would give me something to talk about, amen, a word, amen, for somebody who's listening to us this morning who need a right now word, amen. And so I was looking around at many books that I have, and I was looking at the gifts and talents that the Most High God have given me. Like I said, the song that you heard at the very beginning is one of the songs that I wrote, Coming of the Lord, and I went into the studio and I sung lead and all background vocals on the track. And so, guys, I was just looking around this morning in my office and looking at my schedule book where I'm scheduling in, you know, each day I have things that I have to do. And so I usually sit and I schedule in everything and look at what I have to do. And so, you know, I was just looking at some of the books that I have. And for some reason, guys, Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties is really having a problem on Amazon.com. I had to go and re-pull the book again. I had to pull the book again, guys. So if you're there trying to get that book, you will not get that book. I had to pull it. So what I'm doing now is I'm looking at publishing companies to go ahead and take the book for me and just design the cover and do everything for me. Because it seems like I'm trying to get this book on Amazon, and look like, and I've never had any problems of getting my book out there. Why? Because I have several books on Amazon.com. And so I never had any problem, you know, self-publishing myself. But maybe God wants this book here to go in the hands of a publishing company so it can go worldwide. I'm not sure. Amazon is worldwide. I'm not saying that. But when you self-publish on Amazon.com, your books are not in the stores. You can't physically go in the store and pick up the book. I know that, you know, a lot of people are shopping online and, you know, they're reading books off of their tablets or what have you. But to have my book just circulate throughout the stores, that will be a blessing as well, because we still have some good stores out there, Barnes and Noble. You have a lot of still, you know, brick and mortar stores out there that you can walk in and pick up a book. I'm at this time talking with a publisher, and I'm going to see what needs to happen there. So, guys, please forgive me, but if it's not right, I'm not going to release it. If it's not structured right, I'm not going to release it. So I prefer to just pull it and go another route with the book. So please forgive me. That's the update on the book. So if you have that book and you take a picture, send me a picture with you holding the book, then the new copy of the book, I will replace that for you, okay? And so that's one thing that I definitely want you to understand today, okay? And so also I want to talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is known as the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, 38 through 39, it says, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" And so we know that's the gift of righteousness, the gift of eternal life, and the gift of salvation. Now, we know that there are many gifts that's given by Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and by the Holy Spirit. We have the gift of wisdom. We have the gift of word of knowledge. We have the gift of faith. We have the gifts of healings. We have the gifts of miracles. We have the gifts of prophecy. We have the gifts of discernment, meaning discerning between spirits. And we have the gifts of tongues. And so, guys, we can look at many gifts that's there. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 talks about the gifts of prophecy, gifts of serving, gifts of teaching, gifts of exhortation, gifts of giving, gifts of leadership, and gifts of mercy. And then we have 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 8 through 10, where it gives the spiritual gifts of wisdom, the gifts of knowledge, the gifts of faith, the gifts of healings, the gifts of miracles, the gifts of prophecy, and like I said, distinguishing between spirits, and the gifts of tongues, and the gifts of interpretation of tongues. And then we have 1 Corinthians chapter 12 through 28, chapter 12, verses 28 through 30, where we have the apostle, prophet, teacher, miracles, the gifts of healing, gifts of help, gifts of administration, and the gifts of tongue. And then we have Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11, which is the gifts, the fivefold ministry, which is number one, the apostle, number two, the prophet, number three, the evangelist, number four, the pastor, and number five, the teacher. And also we look at 1 Peter chapter 4 and 11, whoever speaks and whoever renders service. And so, guys, there are many spiritual gifts that the Most High God has given us. And so it is given by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so these are spiritual gifts that I look at. But we have some natural gifts that we have. And a lot of times, guys, we don't tap into the natural gifts that the Most High God has given us. And so we miss God because we don't know the natural gifts, so we don't know the gifts that the Most High God has given us, okay? And so that's why sometimes you find yourself becoming something that you were not created to be, because you have not identified what it is or what type of gift God has given you. Some people have a good gift of cooking, okay? Oh, man, they can make water taste like steak. Come on, somebody. Now, that's somebody who sure enough know how to cook, okay? And so you have these gifts to cause you to be prosperous in life, amen? See, a good cook should have a nice restaurant. A good hairdresser should have their own beauty salon. Come on, somebody. A good makeup artist should have their own makeup studio business. Come on. Come on, somebody. So whatever your gift is, you should be walking in that gift and fulfilling your purpose. Amen? Because God knew what he put in you before he allowed your mother to birth you to this world. A lot of people think when a mother birthed a child into this world, they are birthing them here for their purpose, but that's not true. God inhabit the praises of his people. God know what he put in you before you even came to this world. He knew what you would become before you came to this world, and he knew he was birthing you for his purpose and his plans. Amen? Because as I said on yesterday, he said he know the plans that he have for you. Plans are what? To prosper you and to give you a hope and a good future, not to harm you. And so why not go to the Most High God and ask him for the gifts that he has given you naturally within your spirit man, okay? And so when we look at the gifts that we have been given, and a lot of us have been given a lot of gifts, guys. I mean, oh, my gosh. We have been given a lot of gifts. Amen? But you have to tap into what type gift that God has given you. Amen? And we need to stop hiding our talents that the Most High God has given us. Don't be afraid to walk out on faith and exercise the gifts and talents on the inside of you. Don't be afraid to release it to the world, because God wants your talents and gifts to be seen in the world. See, we have no reason to be broke, busted, and disgusted. Why? Because God has given us the talents that we need to be prosperous in this life. Amen? See, we look at celebrities. We look at celebrities as gods. We put them on a throne, and every time we see them, we worship them. Now, we're not supposed to worship men or anything, but true worship belongs to the Creator, the Most High God. Amen? And so, beloved, we have to learn how to tap into what God has given us and be fruitful, amen, and fulfill our divine destiny from the Most High God, amen, because he wants us blessed, amen. He wants us blessed. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I love tapping into whom God created me to be, amen. And I love it. I love it. And it makes me happy, because I don't have to try to look like my sister over there who is a hairdresser, a makeup artist, or whatever they're doing. I don't have to try to become them in my lane and run my race. Come on, somebody. Amen? And so when you start looking at who you are and really asking the Most High God to reveal to you what he has created you to be, then you can fulfill that very thing. Amen? And sometimes people love to play the victim. You ever met people like that who have a victim mentality? They're always this me, 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 oh, my, and I can't get this because somebody didn't do this for me, or somebody didn't, and nobody with me, and all that. Victim mentality. You have to get out of that, amen? Amen. Stop being the victim and become the victor. See, one thing I learn about people who are really happy, when you find a person that's really happy, beloved, they don't tear other people down. They don't make excuses why they can't be productive in life. They don't try to make people look at them and make people think that they're somebody and the person that they're tearing down is nothing. That's not a God-fearing person. That's not a person who is in love with themselves or know who they are. Come on, somebody. Because one thing I've learned through life, guys, I'm not shook by what somebody else say. I'm not shook by what somebody else do. I know who I am and whose I am in the Most High God. So I don't have to be moved by what people are saying and what people are doing and if they don't like me and all that. You know, I'm not into that, okay? I'm into trying to be the best servant that I can be. Come on, somebody. Because the Most High God created each and every one of us to serve one another. If I know you got gifts and talents in you, I'm going to make sure you come on this platform and reveal it to the world. Amen? And I'm not trying to charge you nothing because my daddy take care of me. Amen? Glory be to God. And so when you have gifts and talents, the Bible says your gift will make room for you and bring you before kings, great people. Amen? I don't have to knock no doors down. You ain't got to knock no doors down. You just get in position. Amen? Get in position and walk by faith and not by sight. God, I'm about to preach right there. So you don't have to try to make nothing happen, even though now faith without works is dead. You got to remember, beloved, you got to put a little faith behind what you're saying. Come on, somebody. God love when you move. Come on. You know, some people talking about, I'm waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you. Amen. Y'all know I'm going to act up today, right? This is the first day of the July. Come on, somebody. Y'all know I'm about to pop off like the 4th of July. What you say? Oh, glory, glory, glory. I tell you. So, yeah, you know, I hope I'm helping somebody today. You know, stop allowing people to tell you who you are. You need to identify within yourself. Take a good look at yourself and examine the fruits on your own tree. Amen? It's time to examine the fruits on your own tree. Amen? Stop allowing the enemy to rob you of who you are. Many people were given a lot of spiritual gifts, but you were also given natural gifts that you can use here on the earth as a tool to cause you to be blessed and prosperous, to cause you to be able to serve other people, to cause you to be a giver. Come on, somebody. We can't continue going around taking, 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 taking. It's all about me, 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 me. I. Look at me. I'm somebody great in the kingdom. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. Honey, sit yourself down and get some business about yourself and really know who you are. Because if you see somebody always bringing, wanting people to look at them and pointing fingers, bringing it to them, then, baby, something is wrong there. If you always wanting people to look at you and walking around saying you're this great person, no. The devil is a lie. Stop it. The Bible always tells us not to praise our own self, but let other people praise you. Come on, somebody. Huh? All this patting yourself on the back and thinking you untouchable. You have a lot of celebrity preachers in the pulpit. Uh-huh. That's what I'm going to say it how I feel it. They're so untouchable. But Jesus Christ, the Messiah, he walked among the sinners. He walked among the people, and he wasn't untouchable. Okay? Now, come on. Even a woman who was had flow of 12 long years of the issue of blood, She reached out in the crowd and touched him. Do you not know that woman would have been stoned? Because in those days, you couldn't be out there when you're on your cycle. Okay? And she reached out and touched him. And he said, who touched me? God, I felt that right there. See? We got to stop being thinking so highly of ourselves to deceive ourselves into thinking that we're better than the lost. We're better than people who is in need of a savior. Come on, somebody. You better come on off of that high horse and get down in the ditches and in the trenches and in the gutter with these people who really need a touch from the Most High God. That's what it's about, beloved. Stop all that fool-la-la. Huh? Acting like you're so deep, honey. You're so spiritual that you're no earthly good. You better stop that mess. Glory be to God. I feel it right there. You got to really get real with yourself. Get real with yourself, beloved. And stop all that. Amen? Stop it. God wants you to have the best. But you got to step on out of that mess. Come on. That messy you, that messy self, shake yourself off and get some love in your heart for real. Love people for real and stop all this backbiting and lying and scheming and all kind of foolery. Stop it. Amen? Because believe it or not, you are sabotaging your own future. Because every time people hear you, they're hearing negative, especially when you're talking against your loved ones and you're playing the victim. Oh, my mama this. Oh, my daddy this. Oh, my auntie this. My uncle, my grandma, my granddaddy. Ain't nobody been around me. Ain't nobody helped me. Ain't nobody. Well, help yourself. Glory be to God. Help yourself. How about that? Help yourself by getting out of that thinking mentality and begin to speak positive things out of your mouth. See, good and evil can't come out the same. Bitter and sweet can't come out the same fountain. When you go in your kitchen to your kitchen sink and you turn that water on, you ain't got no salt and no sugar coming out the same fountain. Come on. It shouldn't be. So learn how to govern. Guard your mouth. You don't have to speak everything you feel. Pray about it. If you feel that you want a relationship with your relatives, pray about it. Stop running around with loose lips that's sinking your ship. Stop running around always telling you can't help yourself. You just got to tell everything. The devil is a lie. Shut your mouth sometimes. Huh? And allow God to work on the people who have wronged you. Because the word of God says, vengeance is mine, I shall repay. You ain't got to fight fire with fire, baby. Shut your mouth. Okay, somebody say you'll never be nothing. I was told that. I'll never be nothing, but look at me today. I'm a child of the Most High God. That's how you can identify me. I love daddy. Come on, somebody. I don't care about my PhD that I have behind my name. That don't make me Teresa, huh? Music and books that I've written, that don't make me Teresa, honey. What makes me Teresa is my relationship with the Most High God. Y'all better talk to me today. That's what makes me who I am today is my relationship with the Most High God. Amen. See, people will misunderstand you or misunderstand you or mishandle you because they can't identify who you are. Why? Because they're trying to look at you in the natural and not in the spirit. God, I just said something right there. I just slapped somebody in the spirit right there. Glory be to God. Amen? See, a lot of times we get messed up in our flesh because we try to identify God in the flesh. But see, spiritual can't comprehend the natural. Amen? I mean, natural can't comprehend spiritual things. Amen? Glory be to God. And so you have to be examining a tree by its fruit, but you got to look in the spirit realm. Come on, somebody. Come on. I feel that thing right there. Amen. So, beloved, I got to go. I got to go. I just want to stop here and love on you for a few minutes. Amen. But I want to leave these scriptures with you. Here we go. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Did y'all get that? The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his prevalence. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. I will exhort thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me. For thy art my strength. May the Most High God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Beloved, thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now. Please stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Wait a minute. I don't think you understand what's